stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live, from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos.
Bam, I don't know what's going on with these earphones, but I can't seem to hear myself, so I'm going to record the podcast and figure out the earphones later. It's October the 27th, and, you know, once it passes the 30th, it's basically the end of the year. Nobody works, and everybody is shopping and decorating and all that jazz. I'm very excited about this Halloween. It'll be the first Halloween that I actually go out and dress up. And no, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to be, because that's a surprise. I am going to be something that is inspired by the man that I love. And yes, I said that. I sure did. What a year it's been. It's been a crazy year between crypto, opening the studio, writing the book, breaking up with my boyfriend, falling in true love, deep love, like unbreakable love. It's been a whirlwind of stuff. It's been a ride, like a crazy ride, and I am so grateful. There's a couple of things that I wanted to say. Is sorry that I fell off the podcast every Sunday promise that I made to you guys, but I've been very busy. I've been teaching every day since I opened the studio. I don't think I've ever taught so much of anything in my life, and it's fantastic. I'll be teaching for Seed Food and Wine Festival, November 3rd to the 7th. I'll be teaching for Amigos for Kids throughout the month of November, and that is my way of saying thanks to everything. There are children out there that have no food, no clothes, but they've got me, so I can't wait to do that. And Child's Play, which is a once-a-week class here at the studio, is my favorite class, for sure. Children are just everything. They're a breath of fresh air. They're honest. They have no malice. It is what it is. They live in the now. And we could learn from them. They're great teachers, and I learn from them every Wednesday at 4:30. I'm hoping that I can, in the next year programming in 2022, incorporate more children's classes. We did our vision board and open mic night here at the studio, and it was crazy energy. It was really great energy. I think I'm going to do it again before the end of the year, because it was just so great. A lot of new people came, people that had never been to the studio, a lot of the regulars, and we created. And I put up my new vision board, replacing the one I made in Washington, and it's beautiful. It's just so uplifting. It's so honest. Honesty is such a lonely word. I mean, that has to be one of my favorite songs by Billy Joel. You rarely meet people that are just honest. It is what it is. And I love meeting people like that. And my vision board is that. It's pretty fucking honest. And when I was talking about it on the mic, even the way I was describing it was brutally, painfully honest. And I loved every minute of it. November the 7th, let me just get the business out of the way. November the 7th is the showstopper. Grant Weeditz is finally coming to teach at the studio. If it was up to me, he would have had a job here from day one. You guys know WeTV. Grant has been a part of my life for close to 6.5 years now. And I love his wife, his dog, his mother. He calls me his family, but sometimes he doesn't act that way. Sometimes he's like elderly abuse active with me. Because, you know, I'm strong. But him coming to the studio represents another lifeline for me in another way. When Grant and I met, of course I wanted to improve my physique and get the boxes and be strong and all that. But now it's almost like my family's with me. And for somebody who lacks family, he represents that to me on many levels. And for those of you in Coral Gables that have never put your hands on a steel mace, there's a hurricane coming, Category 4. I would put my hand in the fire that he is the top steel mace specialist in the state of Florida. And that's pretty fucking cool. That's a very awesome power to have. And I really want to change Coral Gables and its fitness game. I know Cody Patrick is down the street, an old friend of mine, and he's got a great place, Sweat 440. And I encourage any type of exercise, as long as you're exercising. But the steel mace is very specific, and I can't wait for you guys to try. So for members, it's $119, and for non-members, it's $149. It's 3 hours, November the 7th, between the hours of 1 and 4. I hope you can make it. There's not a lot of space left. There's not a lot of mace left. How about that? So please hurry, because I don't want to turn anyone away. That would suck. December the 14th, we're having our first trade show here. Before I was a fitness fanatic, I was a social head back in Canada, and that carried through my adult life. I'm pulling together some of Miami's party players, some of Coral Gables' best businesses, just for a few hours here at the studio, December the 14th. I want you guys to come, see what we've got going on, meet new businesses, meet new people, create new community, and learn. And that is from 3 to 6:30, I think. So check the schedule. It's December the 14th. It's being held by Prifecta. A lot of great businesses will be here on that date. Now, let's talk about exciting stuff. January the 8th. YTT. Why I became a yoga teacher is a long and drawn out explanation. One, I'm not going to do on the podcast. You're going to have to buy my book to find out. But becoming a yoga teacher for me was more about learning about myself. And I'm glad I did it back then. Under the tutelage of two great professionals. And when I say professionals, I mean, they're not cute yoga teachers. They are not well-dressed and fancy. What they are deep practitioners of the yoga practice. And that is quite a difference from what people do in Miami, Florida. This is not bashing anyone. You do you, and you do what's good for you, and I'm really happy for you and respect what you're doing. In our studio, we will only be holding one YTT annually. I take this honor and privilege very seriously, and this isn't about getting a piece of paper and getting to know people only. You will get the paper, and you will get to know a lot of people, but you will leave here able to teach. Whether you're coming to deepen the practice, transform your life, or just hang out, you will leave, nevertheless, able to teach. I meet teachers that are lacking some criteria, and it makes me sad. In Miami, Florida, the two top jobs, the most common jobs, are real estate agent and yoga teacher. I have them both. And I'll tell you, I felt like a fish out of water when I got my real estate license. Yay, I got it. Yay, I passed a really hard exam. But then what do? Same thing with yoga. Then what do? And I'm going to make sure you know what to do. So we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm not going to go into the details because I want to protect our YTT and keep it very unique, very upscale. Think of it like Ivy League school. You're not going to a community college. You're not going to a factory, and we're not just churning burgers. We're making teachers. We are beginning with foundation and ending with alignment and everything in between. So if you do, and if you're serious about becoming a yoga teacher, we're the program for you. Flying, inversions, all that stuff, that's no different than makeup. I'm a professional makeup wearer. I think there's so much more to the practice of yoga than wearing trendy clothes and doing a perfect handstand. There's so much more. I invite you and highly recommend to sign up for our YTT because it's another level. It's just another level. Now, about the people that are coming to December 14th, I do have to mention them because I love them and they're good to me. And one of those people is Sapphire in Coral Gables. Guys, I have a six-pack, but now it's more defined. These people, they're my neighbors. It's like a little gem on Ponce. If you want to do something to your body, enhance your body, maybe just feel better, this is a place to go. Tell them I sent you. They're wonderful people. And just, you know, it's Christmas time. Give yourself the gift of something. Yeah, it's important to give your children and your loved ones and your husband and your lover and all that. But give yourself something because you need to love you in order to love somebody else. So I highly recommend this place. It's a family-run business. I hang out there once a week, and I absolutely love it. Our first retreat will be in March. I'm very excited about this. The details will come very, very soon. I don't want to inundate you with dates, but there were a couple things I wanted to talk about on this podcast. One of them is the death of a friend of mine, Jen Hernandez. You might have seen it on social media because she's an awesome human being. Not only is she awesome physically, but she's also an awesome human being, a kind, genuine human being, and she died far too young. I vomited and cried when I found out that she died, not because of the loss of this wonderful human being, but she was just so young, right? When people die, it's the law of life. We die, we're born, we live, we die. But this was so unexpected, and she was so healthy, and none of that mattered. When it's your turn, it's your turn. So life is not something we should take for granted. So that's why I highly encourage, take your vitamins, have great sex, and practice a lot of yoga. So Jen, I know you're listening, and I know you're cheering. I love you. I thank you for being so kind to me all those years. And I'll keep lifting for you. But 2 days after Jen died, somebody else I know died. And it really puts things into perspective. If you have something to say to someone, say it. If it's I love you, I love you. If it's fuck you, it's fuck you. Just say it. I got a letter from somebody today. I don't know which one of the platforms, but it was a really nice woman. She had heard the Mark Magda and Magda podcast. I had done that podcast while I was in Utah with him. And let me correct that. We did that one at Midtown Anatomy, and he put it up when I was in Utah. And this is, I would say, about 3 months ago now. And she heard the podcast this week. So 3 months later, that podcast was heard. My book is being heard nonstop. Thank you. It's shocking to me. I love that people are listening because I'm very raw in the book, and I forget just how raw I was, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Because if you can grow from me, like learn from me, like take my pain and turn it into power, do it. Do it for me. This lady, she wrote such a beautiful message, and she's like, oh, you and Mark were so inspirational. Well, I got news for you. Mark is inspirational every day, every single day. I know. And believe me, I spent many days with Mark, and I'd like to think I am too. Another reason why I'm going to miss Jen is because she was that way too. And ironically, we're all three Leos. We were all born in the same time of the year, and it's not easy being selfless. It's not easy suffering and hiding behind a smile. And all three of us do that very well. So to that lady, thank you. You inspired me and you got me back on the microphone because I'm fucking tired. But I said, you know what? This is my duty to continue the podcast that I've had for close to 10 years now. And hopefully keep contaminating people with inspiration because we're only here for a short time. So give good. I'm up to no good, and I'm going to give so good up until I can't give anymore. So that's the idea. That's my vision board, and that's really my life, and it has been, I don't know, for 10 years, ever since I got the divorce. So I'm in love. Let's get to the juicy. Let's get to the meat of the matter. I know you guys are listening carefully to that, and that's good. I'm going to protect this relationship with everything I am. I'm going to keep it to myself. I made a huge mistake in my past relationship by putting it out there, and he loved all that. But you know what? I got to protect this one because this one's like so valuable. It's the same thing about my son. I protect my son from everything, and I always will. Things that are valuable, you have to protect against everything and everyone at all costs. Last night I had a glass of wine with some of the students after class, which, by the way, last night's class was crazy. I love those classes. I love when the energy is just electric. I mean, you walk in and you can feel the ohm. Last night was one of those. And we had some wine after, and you know, we had a moment where we just actually really connected and talked about protection and that love is protection. And ironically, everyone at the table was very happy in their personal life. They weren't splashed on Instagram. There wasn't any drama involved. You know, I understand that Revite, Revite, the Rev, whatever, has a thing going. Guys, I'm really simple. I've always been very simple. I was involved in a bad marriage. Wow. Lady Gaga was involved in a bad romance. But you know what? She's probably happy privately. I'm happy privately. I just wanted to throw it out there. Wish me well, because this one's a keeper. Wow. And that's about it. As far as Thanksgiving and Christmas, not really quite sure yet what I'm doing. What I can tell you is that I'm going to be with the people that I love and the people that love me. And for that, I am very, very grateful. I think I've covered everything so far. There's so much to tell. We've got a full schedule at Revite Studio. It's at the App Store. Don't make me say this on the mic. Get the app. Sign up. Check it out. It's amazing. Don't tell me you missed that or wanted to do that. Get the app and do it. And stop talking. Just do. And that's it. I love you guys, man. And I know I haven't been very solid in the past 2 months on the podcast. Forgive me. As far as brands go, I'm working with a lot of brands. Too many to mention. But yeah, just checking on commercials and ads on Insta. That's the safest way. I love you. I'm grateful for you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for helping me and supporting me through the opening of the studio. I'm very grateful. And for buying the book. I mean, the book is selling. The candles are selling. I'm the luckiest bitch ever. And then finally, until the next time, take care of yourself and each other. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at atreve-t.com or call me at 305-302-2757. Find me.